Christ is a means to end.
The shape it takes. Now, don't worry if you are workers here. You are workers. Okay. So, what's the car of a worker? What does it contain? Okay. What differentiates play from work?
Results.
No, like as in there's a goal, right?
Results.
It differentiates play from work.
Results.
There's a goal. What differentiates play from
hey.
I'm trying to help you, but you're not.
Focus on the
okay, it's still this. I want to focus on the there's seriousness. There's seriousness.
Hello.
There's a focus. A focus. Yeah, there's a focus, obviously. Like an object. Responsibility. Don't forget we're talking about work of the ministry. We're using natural things to now see if we're working well for the Lord or we're not working well. Mm-hmm. All these things are. So when there's no responsibility, anybody can do what they want. They don't even appear when they want. What are they going to do? We are playing, not working well. Discipline. Yes. You see, yeah, we are working for the Lord. Do you see that some of you are not started working yet? 말이신가? thoughts and the way you will should be one of the when we move to the ends. So let's just move on to this whenever. We feel like every time you feel like going to meeting. How many times do you feel like going to meeting?
That's very far.
Someone says never. Yeah, you're putting your weight. You love weight. That's what it's doing. Yeah. Because, some of your workplace is shared from Charlie or something. So, this is why you want to go to
lunch.
So, you're going to start. Set times. Joseph is doing this. I'm wondering if he's saying shit. I'm just doing this. What has
do you know one of the first requirements that you actually been discussed with your employer or something like this? The wet time.
Yes, you tell them you work from this time to that time. This time to that time. Or it's 8 hours or 7 hours or 6 hours or 10 hours or 5 hours. But these days, a speculated time. So, our work for the ministry should not be enjoyed like this. Yeah? Do you know that even while we sit here, we devoted some working time. This is all equipment. And some of you want to work for God, but you say, it's time consuming, I don't have time. Who should give you time? It's time sold. It's not. You will have to make time for the work. Number two, it should consume a significant amount of our time. That's when it becomes work. Eh? It should consume what? A significant amount of our time. Think about it. I mean, not everybody. Martin, I think. And do 8 times 5. Let's say you work 8 hours. Okay? You go in to work 4. Okay? So 8 times 5 is what? 40, right? Okay. So I want to do some very amazing math for you. So you work 5 days in a week, right? Let's say you work 8 hours. 8 hours is like quite minimum. Then you work 5 times in a week. Then you do that how many days in a month? 20 working days. Right? So 5. You have 4 weeks in a month. 5, 5, 5, 5. So let's say 20 working days. No holy day. So times. Another 20. So in a month, how many hours do you commit to doing other work in a month?
That's a
200. Right? So you do 800 hours. That's in a month. And that's actually very minimal, like a minimum. You do 800 hours. How many months are there in a year?
12.
So 800 times 12.
9,600
hours per year working for other people. 9,600 per year. 10 years. forgotten.
Hours.
Convert all of those hours. But
right now.
For somebody who has minimum 8 hours a day,
how many hours do you go for the mountains?
3 hours. Once in a week, Saturday. That's what we have here as a structure. And now we are introducing, there's a time where it's not good. When you look at God, he can't pay us well. He can't pay us. So you do 3 hours at work. What? Well, 1 week.
3 hours times 4 weeks.
Against what?
96,000.
Almost 100% times whatever it is you are doing. The Lord's hand is mighty upon my hand. My dear, this is the <words. laughs> mighty. And many work more. Maybe not. While you're sitting up in your chair, and some don't even work the work of evangelism, to some the highest work in God, which is not work at all, is just to come and sit down and watch professional preaching praise 2 hours, 15 minutes off the go. With that, it's not even consistent. When you put your life together and you want to know what is your life, there is zero. So the work of ministry, you have to be true to yourself. It should have like some significant time. It should have significant time. You are playing. You are now going to work. It should take significant portion of your time. It should be something that's a part of me. Do you know that you could drive and not be a driver who works as a driver? What's the difference between somebody who works as a driver and somebody who just drives to work on the car? It's the time invested in the activity of driving that makes it a work. So when you don't invest time in something, you probably are not working. You are maybe just enjoying yourself. So I can't call somebody who drives, and I can't ascribe the profession of a driver to him. So how about saying that? Because I realize that it is an activity of work. Many times, even churches don't set in place time for teaching evangelism, prayer, or you see that the people will not pray. Yeah, then you just have a dead church of people who just come, dress nicely, and walk the door.
situation costs you a significant amount of your time. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
so you can't say that you work for God, but he doesn't significantly have your time. Have you seen something? I work for you, but you don't have my time. I mean, you don't have time. I don't have. Just show up once a month. You look with me. So number two, you should consume things significantly. It must be most of the way. How many of you just go to work? You must be, but you must see her. The next day, I just want to see something behind you. It's not worth it. Number three, ministry work expends energy and money. It takes energy to do it. Just like when you go to work. Just like when you spend money. You know, don't you bring a car to work?
Yes,
you drive, don't you buy it too well?
Yes, you pass the fare.
Even if you don't drive, you don't buy food, don't you buy food? Okay, you don't buy food, you don't drive, you don't buy it. Don't you pay tax?
Yes.
Or you think what you are paying is what? They pay you far more. Yes, but Ghana takes a share. So it expands. You see, when you close from work and you are doing work, it will be energy consuming. It's energy consuming. Do you think laboring in prayer is nice? It's energy consuming. It consumes energy. It works. It's only work. So I want you to make up your mind to become a worker for God. That's what I'm telling you. So that you don't become surprised. That he tells you that you never work for me. You say, oh, I work for you. So let me see you on the payroll. You know, I didn't work too hard. So it takes significant amount of work. They will not just take 2 minutes. 3 minutes. In your discipleships, it will take a significant amount of your time. You have to start to put this into practice such that you know, there were some times I really worked. And I said, wow, this work. No, I've got ministry. But you know, I was very happy. I said, okay, if I can work for natural things, then it's good that I should be happy when I'm tired working for something that cannot perish. If I can work for something natural, then I should be as well tired and glad or full of joy working for something that I know that has essence. So don't feel you are tired of all of that. No. It expends energy and it expends money. It's a sign that you are now working for God. Like you are now. So like you think your work is just, Lord, we want this. We are praying now. We are praying that everything in our family will be fine. It's not wrong to pray that everything in your family will be fine. But what's God saying? What's God doing? Are you partnering with him in what he's doing? Is what's important.
So there is work. Gross and evil. So don't be surprised. I want everybody here to be excited when you do a work for God and you feel like, wow. Like, I want you to be excited.
It shows that
you have left the realm of play. You are now being working. That's what it means. Yeah, that's what it means. It gives me so much joy.
Oh, yes.
See that? Like, I've worked to the center. I feel I've worked. I feel joy. But some people do not. They don't. They say, hey, all of this. It takes a time. Too much. I mean, why would you want to give God your time? Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. Why would you want to give him your time? I just feel like that's really nice to sit.
That's why I started. I wanted to get up, but I feel like
it's really nice to sit. But that means I'm still working. So, we'll take significant amount of your work. Your workplace, you see that it takes your money. The work you are doing, it takes your what?
Money.
It takes your money. Don't see that. Why are they trying to take my money?
Because more money that I work for, they're trying to take it.
I'm avoiding that change. So it's like I said, as God's mindful, you will be mindful when you serve. You can have good morning. And you are still active. Oh, inactive.
Oh, you're not doing that.
Now it's like I'm not able to. It's not. You understand. I know you understand. It's a mindful works. Are you listening?
Yes, that's what I said.
You're
going to work.
You're going to work. Don't be afraid of work. Of prayer, of study, of preaching, ministry, the word, decision, man, you're all over the place. Don't be afraid of that. It shows that you are waiting for God. It shows. And only He can pay you. Some of you buy aboniki. You know aboniki?
Yes, Miss Pastor.
Hey, massage me, massage me. Because work has really worked you. Yes, you feel an avoid. You know, whenever you are paid, that is what you are paid. You are paid for the work. So that's what paying the pay, that's pay. Which is not bad or wrong. But there is a work of the ministry. And I want you to begin to be excited about work. And I tell you, when you see somebody who's lazy, don't join them. Don't join them. And begin to hate. When I say hate, I mean detest laziness. Because you see, laziness creeps in
to other people. Like it can be passed from one person to the other. Some of you, you go to work, you're not really a lazy person, but the person you work with is very lazy. So before you realize, you are learning that attitude of being active and all of that at work. You come to work and you go to buy for 2 hours.
You work for 2 hours.
You go to buy for 2 hours. So there's going to be significant amount of time, significant amount of energy, significant amount of money. You don't say you work for money, your money does not come. Whose money? My money is already there because you use my money. Are you working for God or are you working for? God was trying to tell me that it's not my place. Stop. We are all working for God. You know that in this way. Said the Lord actually in a church where I was praying to God. Do you know that it never crossed my mind? I didn't even know that, like, maybe you pay and finish and you give me money. I didn't know that there was something like that. I played keyboard in the church also, and that church for close to 7 years. It's my pastor's church. I played keyboard for close to 7 years. I didn't even know that when you play, they have to pay you. Or they have to do something. I just said, wow, it's a beautiful thing to pay for the Lord. It's a nice thing to serve God in what I can do. So, that church, they don't have pass. You work, they have pass. All you work, yes, they're very good, they have pass. The bus comes to your house and it comes to the school and it drives you to the workplace and it drives you back. So the church will buy bars. Wow. Don't worry, we will, so that we can be dropped at vantage point. But it is not there. It's not, she shouldn't be a problem. Jesus. Do you think that as a pastor, I probably might be happy when we close and see some people are walking and saying, I'm going to get you a bars. But me, I walk. You know, funny thing is, I never even complain. Or I never mumbled. Or I never said, it's too much, it's too big. I just saw that. Honestly, I just laughed the most. That was all. So many things I see today are really strange to me. They're really strange. You go somewhere and minister to you, they give you money. I never ministered for money. Not even to me. Even though now I have the rights, because that's where I'm working, that's my way. So if I come to minister, you should be smart enough to say, no, we don't know what God is doing. But honestly, I don't even look out for that. But that's actually my way. That's actually my way. I don't really look out for that. In fact, I've ministered in several places to get the offerings I gave back. When you want money for everything, you don't want to give it to the Lord. It's not good. But it's changing.
It's changing.
To be able to do things.
shouldn't be afraid to let go of money. It's a sign that we go far. It's when we don't allow money become the reasons why we do what we do. So you need to let go of money. It's not 200 cities, 100 cities, 50 cities. Let go of money. Talk about money. It's a person. Take this. Use it to do this. It's a goal. We are excited. We are glad. We are going to work. You should not be afraid. Don't be afraid. So, it is work. As you go back, you're going to work. You start to put it in your agenda. Job that gets you off the work. Don't get that. You trust God for jobs that will fit right in. Yes. Fit right in. You need to have a job that takes all your time. Then I'm not speak and say, Pastor, please, because of this, I'm not able to do this, do this, do this. And it affects the real work. It affects the real work. It affects the real work. You see, life is not about becoming rich. Are you listening? About becoming rich. It's not. Life is in Christ as in serving Him. That's what life is about. Before you now start giving us explanations, number four, this one will help a lot of people. Ministry work is repetitive and regular. The wedding. Raise on your hand. Like second of your wedding. Money. Where do you go to work? Do you go to the same office?
No, it's not.
Your work is not.
So for my work, I go for hospital to hospital.
I'm aware.
Yeah.
So Monday, hospital to hospital.
Yeah.
One hospital to another hospital.
Yeah.
Tuesday. Friday, the next week, Monday, something. Repeat, something. Now listen. Repeat, something. The work of the ministry is repetitive. It's the same. So don't get tired when you always come and listen to God. When you go back, it's the same. It means that. He has left the realm of play. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yes. It's repetitive. Who again?
Give
the same drug.
It's hardly you find an interesting case in the hypertension, diabetes, peptic ulcer diseases. Those are the cases.
The same thing. I don't know who I worked there for 10 years.
Right. 15
years. 10 years. Do the same thing on Saturday, the same thing on Ten years. Next, then. 10 years. 20 years. Quiet years. 30 years. Retirement. 40 years. The same thing. It's work. It's actually a cycle. It's repetitive. So now you can understand why we repeat the prayers. Let the realm of ourselves and play. So this is what we have as a vision. That's what we want. We are working towards that. So don't be afraid of praying the same prayers when you go to your room alone again. Whatever you're seeing now, it's great. The spirit of wisdom and revelation, you pray to your whole life. You pray to your whole life. You are praying 1 hour a day. You don't get tired. It's great now.
It's great.
So again, do you sit on the same chair every day? Every day. Hey, great. The same chair. The same computer. Sometimes, when you stay in a place for a while, the same statistical people.
Yes, you know them.
Until the robo, until the, what's what? Hey, you come and get my first son. You can sit down. You come and get my first son. Oh, this guy is not the first one, it's the third one. It's not the third one, it's not my grandfather. We went to the hospital, they wrote drugs and we said we are bringing it to the show. The same word, repetitive. So what is ministry? Who is it? Come to church. Is it? It's every Sunday. Come to church. You are not serious. Because it is repetitive. What you have to understand is that it is actually repetitive. It's repetitive. And you're going to do that for the rest of your life. Sometimes I go to pray. I don't feel like praying. But I just said, today I have no work. So I have to work. I have to work. The work of the minister is prayer. I have to work. You're there. I'm telling you, it feels very, like God is far away from me. Sometimes I work, you see yourself, you're like, oh. I've got no to do that. Oh. Or you just hide from, oh. There's no means. All over. If you had love, but it's repetitive. That's when it leaves the realm of play to becoming work. It leaves the realm of play. Visitation, you visit some of these accounts. Put that in your mind. You know, there was a time I saw and I said, to be praying for wisdom every day. And I started to become someone like that. So wisdom doesn't know that I need wisdom. I should be praying for wisdom every day. My pastor made it worse. I like to say, pray these prayers every day. So I wake up and I said, I pray the first one. No need to tell you what it is. Pray the second one. And I pray the third one. Every day. Every day. Whether I feel like it, I don't feel like it, it's work. Am I?
It's work.
It now leaves that thing alone to work. And you see, many churches are not, or maybe let me say, many people in the church, maybe here, let's say here, have not understood that very well. So they like, so maybe we will sort of like,
That is the work.
I mean, you actually believe that I feel like teaching you every single time. Sometimes I'm a dismal. But I've disciplined myself to know that It's like that. It has to be done. It has to be done. That's when you see that the Lord is the strength of your life.
Mm.
There are many things that teach you. Honestly. I'm not conscious.
But the thing is that
I have a steady life. So that's probably why it becomes easy. But sit down. Sometimes you might not even want to. But when you start to see that it gets better. Then you get into it. So you went. So when you get back, the work of the ministry, begin to put it in your mind. I'm going to work for you. And one of the things I'm going to do is I'm going to keep it on my mind. This is my head. That is repetitive.
And it's regular.
It's what? Regular. That is what?
Regular.
That means that you don't stop. You come to think of it. If you work as a banker, accountant, anything,
you're going to be dedicating less than 30 years of your life to work. Wow, you would be 35 years of your life to work. This is very good. It is very good. If you are a microbiologist, what do you call it?
Micro lab, medical laboratory. Yao, what do you do? Is it regular? Tell us, what do you do? So when you go to the
what do you do?
If I work in the miners now, analyze
wrong samples. You grind the sample. The sand, is it the same or different sample? Okay. But do you grind the same grinding? So when what do you do? So is it repetitive? Standard operating procedure. Standard. That's okay. Those are science students. Do that. See the thing. Check again. Number six. Give your own analysis. 10 years. 20 years. 30 years. Retired. Running laboratories. Sometimes repetitive. They will see you.
That is something
new. Or like something new is coming, so that's actually a very powerful law of life. It's just repeat. Go. You must like repeat. You go, repeat. Repeat. 20 years, 25, 45, 40, 30, depending on where you go. So make sure it's repeated. Prayer is repeated. There's sometimes when I stop praying for wisdom, it starts to then shake a bit. It's a source from which it stands on the account. You have to keep asking for it. You have to keep praying. Say, Lord, we pray for disciples. We pray for disciples, son, because disciples are going to pray for. Let me say something. This like knowing this is what preserves you in the ministry. Yes. Like you know it and you're certain in your heart that this is it. Because at every place there'll be boring times in quotes. There'll be times when you don't want to do it. You don't want to do it. You just want to stay in your home. You just want to do something else. So this is what keeps you constant. Whether you feel like it or you don't feel like it, you are doing it. So it's left the realm of play. It gets into the realm of work. So I made up my mind that is it. What am I doing that deserves? There's nothing else. There's nothing else. Just might grow in debt, it might grow, but it's still the same. I'm praying today. Because it's repetitive. I said that the things you are looking for maybe is something that you cannot get, and then you know you have got. That is, something to speak of. Your prayer to know God and to walk with Him, to serve Him, you pray for the rest of your life. Take what I'm telling you, man. To keep you very safe. This is the way people are pregnant, they still go to work. Except a certain time. Some of the companies are very difficult to wait 8 months, 2 months. They'll give you 9 months, the 2 weeks to go in. What? Yeah, there's some companies like that. They'll wait when it's almost ready. You ask for leave, they'll say, no. We don't have anything. Like that, so you are almost giving birth. They'll say, go and give birth. You give birth like 1 month, 2 months, you are back again. And then your child, you have to leave him or her with somebody. Well, what I'm saying is not true. Not all, some. But that should tell you how well they keep whatever it is they want to have. So it's repetitive. Now, if you realize that you don't like it like this, then it's not good. Because it's a sin. They might grow in number. If we are to grow in number, grow in influence, grow in whatever it is you are doing, it is the same way. It's repetitive and it's regular. There's a consistent pattern to its operation. Some of your parents are the next 20 years of my life, you ask them to tell me. Wait, you don't feel like going to be simple. So, it is right. It's a character of the work of ministry. How is making your work? Amen. Because it's the last one. Ministry work is. That supervisor or ministry work is supervisor. You see, the works are in different types and forms. Some works need supervision, others don't. But I want you to be a minister that does not need supervision. Do you understand? Means the pastor is telling you that you have to go and preach, you have to go in this, it doesn't always have to be so. You should need to get up on your own and drive yourself there and visit and preach and teach and raise the people and carry them along for meetings, carry them along for services. There's a repetitive and it's regular. Yes. And it's either supervised or unsupervised. But I want you to go to somebody who does not need supervision. Some of you see your manager saying, like, if I was my manager, I'll come to. Only once in a week. Hey, I'll come to work. But the funny thing is that you still see your manager coming. It's like, you comes to people or something. If you're a good manager, it comes to people. But he's going to be paid far more than you. But you are becoming a manager too.
Amen.
Those functions that work very hard. Decide that nobody's going to supervise you. You're going to be an effective minister to the God. Like me, like this, who's going to tell me to pray? Nobody wants to pray. When I pray, I don't pray. It's unto me. It's unto me.
to me. It's unto me. Whether you pray or not, it's unto me. I know that very well, so that's why I don't want to pray. If I don't study my Bible, if I don't read, nobody will ask me, have you read your Bible? Have you done this? You used to do that for me when I was in SS and all that. Have you read your Bible? Have you done it? No one's going to ask me, have you read your Bible? Let me ask you a Bible question. So you grow to that point where you don't need any study. Prayer times a day, you come. 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 Times of meetings a day, you show. It's repetitive, it's regular. It's either there is submission or not, but I wish it is. Who does not need any supervision?
Yes, but
you are able to work in the ministry.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's the same thing. Sometimes I look at Bishop Dan and say, this is the same work. I stumbled on a video when I was coming. It warmed my heart. We went to a certain island. And this was, maybe this is the whole congregation of the church. And there was having a camp. Oh, you can sit down, sit down. And there was having a camp for them. You don't know that it's repetitive, but it's regular. You always see that the people must be 10,000, 15 million, 1,000. That's the way. That's the way. So whether they are two or they are three, that's the way. FC meetings when it goes and they have to be 15. 15. And you swaffle for several hours for 15 people. That's quite an example. I mean, it's very example. But you just don't know. So you have disciples and you are not waiting. You sit on the same chair, you stand to the same computer, you do the same thing, you go to the same place. If you are there for 10 years, you are there for 10 years. Seeing the same people, speaking to the same people, doing the same thing. If yours is to sign, you sign. The same. So it will not be any different. It will work for God. It's the same for anyone. It's the same for anyone. It's the same. To one person, you bump into another person, oh, you are here. That's how it's supposed to be. You see? That's what if you really want to work on it, show you the terms and conditions that apply. I mean, you work 8 hours, you work something, and in your mind, let it be settled that there is no turning back.
No turning back.
Yes.
Yes.
No turning back.
No turning back.
There should be no turning back. There should be no turning back. should be no turning back. There should be no turning back. No turning back. So you're going to have these traits. Have you listened?
Yes,
keep them in your heart. So how are you always doing this? You said that is how it's supposed to be. If we're going to be together, we're going to see you grow. We're going to see all of you. If you have children. All of you have children. If you want to have children. Okay. It's the same word. Grandchildren.
Wow.
So it's work. Serve glory. Strengthen you. When the Holy Ghost said, separate unto me Barnabas and Saul for the work that I have called. So there is a work. Listen, God's calling you. He's beckoning on you. He's pleading with you. Be a partner with Him in this work. Be a partner with Him in this work. Don't have reasons why you can't work this way. It's the work of the Lord. The work of the ministry. I came to you as a servant to loudly resound this to you, is that God is recruiting workers. And He wants you in this way. Excuses. He's looking for men who will work with Him in this way. Men who will travel from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria to utmost parts of the earth doing His work as He works through them. There's a work that needs to be done. And saith the Lord, only those who are available for the work will be used in the work. And so He says, be available. Be available. Be available. Right from here, begin to structure out how these things should be. There's a work. And oh, how glorious is this work. Them that labor, them that labor for the Lord in the vine. Them that labor in the Lord. Them that labor in the Lord. Them that labor in the Lord. Them that labor in the Lord.